Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It's Friday, May 26, 2017. Memorial Day weekend is upon us. I think at this point, just about every pool starts opening up. The children are happy. I know the University of Illinois at ARC, they've had their pool open for about a week, but there was a couple of days where there was nobody down there.
We went to a graduation party on Saturday. And it was the first graduation party I think I'd ever been to where the person came out and started handing blankets out because everybody was sitting outside freezing. It was so, I mean, everybody's like, we need some hot chocolate in a fire pit. I mean, it was cold on Saturday.
Yeah, I think it was that way on Thursday, too, or one of those days. Holly and I went out to the Clinton Tower, Clinton, Illinois. That's our 97.1 FM. I hadn't been there for about 3 years. Thank you, God, for Rodney Rogers. He's the concrete owner. He owns one of the concrete manufacturing plants over there. Anyways, he allowed us to have a tower put up. Well, it's a long story, actually. It was Mr. Cerulic who originally allowed us to put the tower on his property, but then Rodney purchased the other company after he passed away. Anyways, long involved story. We were there because they called and said, hey, there's a lot of growth underneath the tower. And I thought, oh, Holly, why don't you come along? It'll be a little outing for us into Clinton, and it'll probably only take about 15, 20 minutes to weed whack or, you know, uproot some of these things. Well, we get there, and it's like, oh, gosh, 3 years. These things are like an inch or two thick, and she was, you know, she doesn't know how to slow down. She's pulling, weeding, and even Esther's carrying our piles, big piles of stuff. Well, she hurt her back, and so she...
like child labor laws against that.
I know. Actually, I was so proud. Esther, you know how children, 8 years old, they're going to complain and whine, and she worked hard, and she kept working hard, and I praised her. You know, I was like, reinforce these good behaviors, if you will. And so I'm like, Esther, I'm so proud. You work so hard. But we made it fun. Every time I do these stacks of the grasses or the weeds, she's like, okay, you be Daddy Dinosaur, and I'm Little Dinosaur, and we're foraging for the winter time. So, see, okay. I said, okay, move all the food over to that area. So, we had all, and then she said, Daddy, what is this? She was a dinosaur, and we were finding these human artifacts, like a shovel. What do you think the humans use this for? So it kind of became okay thing. Anyway, she worked hard, but Holly was pulling away, and at one point she goes, oh, my back is really sore, and yet she kept working and working, and that's why on Sunday she didn't make it to church. She stayed in bed, the same on Monday, and just yesterday finally was, well, not back to normal, but been putting patches on and everything. So anyways, but yeah, that's Memorial Day weekend. So you've served our country. And I know my brother was a Marine recruiter and served in Persian Gulf. And my father was a veteran. And it's a time to remember the great service that so many have given on behalf of our country and the families. It's not just the individual that served in the armed forces, but family members others that sacrifice their time and give their husbands or their wives, you know, for the service. So
yeah, I'd say that when I go to Memorial Day celebrations, I'll be sharing at the Memorial Day celebration at the Sportsman's Club that is in Mahomet off of Lake in the Woods Road.
You've done that a couple of different
times. I've done that a couple of times. That'll be at 9 a.m. on Memorial Day. So if you're a veteran, come on out and share in the service so we can honor you. If you have a friend who's a veteran, take them out to breakfast and bring them over there. It starts at 9, the service does, but at 8:30 they have donuts and coffee and juice. And so come out a little bit early and share in some of that fellowship. But I really think that not only do we need to celebrate the veterans, those who have served, those who show up and are able to, you know, have served us in World War II and World War II, there's really only a few veterans that are left, Vietnam and Korea, and those we see a few more, and then even some of the current wars. But we always have to remember the family members, because family members suffer greatly. You know, mom and dad are gone for a certain amount of time, or dad's given his life, or mom's given her life. There are a lot of family members who suffer and suffer often for the sake of our freedom, who carry that burden. And sometimes that's not easy. That's not easy financially. That's not easy emotionally. That's not easy on a lot of different levels. And so I think that, you know, the cost of freedom is not just the soldiers on the beach or the soldiers, you know, in the sand. The cost of freedom is borne at home, too, by the mothers and the fathers and the relatives and the children of those who are serving sacrificially and serving our country. And so I think we need to celebrate and lift them up, too. Mm-hmm. Therefore, when I think about it, you know, as I've been thinking this week and I was working on earlier in the week, the message for Memorial Day, you know, I was just thinking these should be well-attended services, like really well-attended services, because these impact and affect more people than we really think. I think sometimes we forget about mom who is at home trying to still raise kids and do everything that she normally would have to do, but without dad around, or dad's at home and mom is away deployed. And so we don't think about that. And I think sometimes we don't even know that we should lift those people up. And I think that as our military, you know, we hear a lot in the news about our military is kind of drawn down and there's not the resources that there once was. When those resources disappear, the first place the cuts happen are in the support end of it. You know, the support for the family, the support for the soldier spouses and wives. That's where it first happens. And so, yes, you know, I think that we should gather together and put together care packages and send them to our soldiers who are deployed, because they are definitely serving in a way that it supports our freedom and that. But I also think we ought to start thinking about how do we put together care packages for those people who are here and who need that support, who need to know that they matter too, because there's a lot of moms and dads who are carrying a burden that is very difficult, that they're not even equipped to carry, really.
Now, I can't remember, was it last year or the year before where you had hurt your foot right beforehand? Was that last year? Because I think I aired your message.
I think you did.
On the Tuesday or the following week that I put the microphone like on that little
It sounded stool. Like I was like at, you know,
a
it sounded
stadium.
Like I was at the stadium or something. I don't know if it was the reverberation off the chair, but it sounded pretty epic.
I mean, it was.
Considering there was like 40 people there, it sounded really epic.
I had a microphone. I just kind of set it out there, and it wasn't right on the podium or something. It was just near a speaker, but it was a great message, and I think you were emphasizing the importance with Jacob being there so he could meet these veterans and honor them. And like you said, it should be a good turnout. Many of us should be drawn to honor those that have served and just to be mindful of what that day stands for. So it starts at 9 a.m. at the Sportsman Club right in Mahomet near Lake of the Woods Road.
Yep.
And then you travel around.
Yeah, right off of that, you go down by Lake in the Woods Park. Down just a little bit from that, you're going to hang a right. Mm-hmm. And it's right there. It's a camp. Ground and you pull right in, you'll see where all the cars are parked, and you just bring a lawn chair and we sit out. If the weather's conducive, we'll sit outside and the service happens outside. We sing a couple of songs. I'll open in prayer. I'll close us out. I'm going to give a message in the middle, a short message. And
short message for you is about 15-20 minutes?
I think it's about a 20-minute message, because I want to be mindful that it is the morning. People do have things that they need to do. I want to honor our veterans. Some of those veterans who come, They're what we would call our seasoned saints. You know, being out in the sun like that is harder for them. So you want to take into account all of those things. And so it is a little bit shorter, but I would love to just challenge everybody who's within earshot right now to make time on Monday morning to come out and do that. Because the freedom that you have to fire up the barbecue later on Monday, the freedom that you have to go to the store and get a big watermelon, and the freedom that you have to not work that day, I mean, all the freedoms that you have, all the freedoms that we enjoy, the freedom to hear this on the radio, because there are countries where you would not hear Christians talking on the radio. It would not happen. You might be hearing somebody else on the radio saying, "We've just captured Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffer. They will be put to death later." But you wouldn't hear this kind of stuff. I mean, so all of you who are listening to this message right now are participating in the freedom that has been purchased for you at the sacrifice of others. And so I just want to challenge you to come out and to support them, to come out and lift up your voices, to come out and let them know in sheer numbers that they matter. You know, I cannot think of anything more encouraging for somebody than to come out and say, you know, I served my country in World War II, and then to have 100 people cheering them on and saying, you know, thank you, so, and afterwards shaking their hand and listening to their story and letting them know that they still matter. A number of years ago, I think it was the first one I went to, maybe the second one I went to, because we've been going for 6 years now, and I only spoke the last 2 years. And the first one I went to, I had a chance with a seasoned saint afterwards who had served on a, I believe he served on a submarine or a B-52 bomber. I'm not sure which one. But I had a chance to talk with him afterwards, and I asked him, I said, what is the hardest thing? And he said, the hardest thing for me is to turn on the news at night and realize that all my friends died for nothing. He said, because a lot of the freedoms that we fought for and the ideology and all of those things seem to be slipping away. And he even said to me, he said, my best friend Tom, who died when we went in Normandy, he said, there are days when I'm glad he died so he didn't have to see today. Because this would break his heart. And so I just think that, hey, it's never too late for us to set ourselves on a different direction, to lift back up the name of God, to lift back up our country and our patriotism and our national heritage. We love and support our soldiers and our sailors and our airmen and that. And by the way, it doesn't even take too long to make the connection that you got soldiers and sailors and airmen and those people who have sacrificed in the name of freedom. But we serve a God who did the same thing, that he sacrificed and gave himself on the cross so that we might be free. Mm-hmm. Galatians 5:1 says, for freedom Christ has set you free, therefore do not fall back into a yoke of slavery. And so we have been freed only because we had a liberator who was willing to sacrifice himself to die in our place. And that is when we get together on Memorial Day, our soldiers and our sailors and those people, they're a shadow of a greater sacrifice that was made in Christ. Mm-hmm. And so, we need to gather together, too, to lift up the name of God on Memorial Day. We need to say Memorial Day is a day of remembrance, a day where we're going to begin. Listen, before you get to 365 days a year where people lift up the name of God and praise his name, we got to start with one. We got to start with one day where we're all willing to get together. And I'm going to tell you what, as a pastor, boy, now you got me fired up. As a pastor, I'm there every Sunday, and I see who wants to show up on Sunday mm-hmm. and who doesn't want to show up on Sunday. So I can already tell you that one day a week is hard enough for people to do. So let's get back to maybe we can just one day a year where like you'll come out. I mean, I would love if on Memorial Day morning there was 100, 200, 300 people who would come out to that sportsman campground, who would stand there, and not so they can come out and hear anything I have to say, not so they can come out and hear anything that the singers are going to sing. So they come out and support not only those soldiers who sacrificed and who gave, but they can come out and lift up the name of Christ who sacrificed and saved to give us all that we have. And not only all now, but all into eternity.
I think of what you do oftentimes on a Sunday, usually the first of every month, or when it's time to take communion, mm-hmm. and how that's memorialized. And I always appreciate how you reintroduce that, I won't say that topic, that subject, the importance of remembering, and how you take us through why we do this. We do it in remembrance of Christ. But you always do kind of a little devotional thought, or it's always a challenging time that it's a really encouragement because we remember we're mm-hmm. doing this in remembrance of the Lord Jesus Christ, what he did for us, what he gave for us.
Yeah,
so we can do that on Monday, or certainly throughout the year. Anytime you see a veteran or somebody in uniform, I think it's a great idea that somebody once gave that they always carry a couple extra restaurant gift cards. Mm-hmm. And when they see somebody in uniform at the airport or at a restaurant, they pull out the gift card and just hand it to them or her, right. and thank them for their services, or they just stop and pause or put their hand on their shoulders and just say, I'm praying for you, or I right. appreciate your service. There's so many different ways to encourage our veterans, or like you said, even the families. Maybe it's as simple as somebody that's been widowed and just say, mm-hmm. let me take the kids today. Let me take them out. Here's a gift card store or something. Go and have some fun, or bring over a meal, or simplify their life for those few hours or whatever.
Yeah. And you know what? I mean, even I had this happen yesterday. I was at the coffee shop that I go and I try and get some work done. There was a gentleman sitting next to me, and I noticed when I got up to refill my coffee that he had a hat on for one of the battleships. And it's such a beautiful way that you can segue in and you can say, you know what? Hey, I see your hat. I was wondering, did you serve on the Bismarck? And, oh, yeah, I did. I served on the Bismarck. Well, I just want to thank you so much for your mm-hmm. service. And he goes, wow. Yeah. I mean, the look on their face, like, wow, well, thank you. I mean, mm-hmm. you didn't have to thank me.
Yeah.
I really love how God does that. I mean, God created hats with patches on them so that I know who served, so that I can go and thank them for serving.
Right.
But all the while, too, I'm thinking that. So I had a conversation with this guy, and he's a believer, and I just said to him, I said, I so identify with your sacrifice and your service in a lesser way that, in a greater way, Christ sacrificed and served and gave to us. And he was like, I think the same way,
hmm.
And so Gosh, you have such an opportunity, and the Bible commands us to encourage one another in such a way. It commands us to lift one another up.
Encourage one another all the more as the...
Yeah, until the day is dawning.
Yep. So these are the times when the day is dawning seemingly at an accelerated pace. And you began, I think, this program, or was that on Wednesday, when you were talking about Revelation and the importance of being in that book and being aware of the times.
Oh, yeah. That was on the Wednesday program.
Yeah, I guess.
You don't even know what day it is.
It's a blur. Everything is kind of blurring together. So if you're looking to make a difference, to encourage some servants of the Lord and those that have served us and given us the freedoms, the Sportsman Club this Monday, 9 a.m., and it's in Mahomet right near Lake of the Woods Road or off of Lake of the Woods Road. It's that Sportsman Park. You'll see a number of trailers and people camp out there, campgrounds, and I think there's some permanent trailers in there.
Sure, yeah, people live there.
So Pastor Jason will be delivering a message, and come out with your family and friends and neighbors, or maybe that widow or that person that lost a loved one in one of the wars or one of the skirmishes. Bring them along and encourage them. Take them out to breakfast or bring them to this outing and then take them out to lunch. So if you need more information, you can always call the station. We can give you specific directions and times. But it's 9 a.m. this Monday at the Sportsman Club in Mahomet, Illinois. Another thing they can put on their calendar, Jason, I'm thinking, we talked a lot about it on Wednesday, is our Disciple Makers Journal, special 6 sessions over 7 weeks. We'll break for the 4th of July. But if you want to find out more, we have a link at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And we need you to sign up. If you don't have internet access, you can call Karen and she can put your name down. But there is a $5 cost just to cover this Disciple Makers Journal, and then the other materials we'll have. But we'll be meeting 6 sessions, 3 in June and then 3 in July. And it's 6:15 to 7:30 here at the Great News Radio Center. So I'm excited to meet with others, to forge that community, and yet learn how to more effectively model Christ and influence others. I think that's what you were talking a lot about on Wednesday. You didn't use the word influence, but you said there is a distinct difference between evangelism and disciple making. And we all, as we model Christ, are influencing people, having a role in their lives, and hopefully it's a positive role and it's reinforcing biblical characteristics or traits or who Jesus is in a hurting world. But as I think Bill states in the very beginning here, if you are a follower of Jesus, then you are a disciple maker, whether you want to be one or not. It's just hopefully as we're influencing people, we're influencing them in the positive.
Yeah. Everybody who's following Jesus is a disciple maker. Now, from there, unfortunately, then we have to qualify how you're doing, how's that working for you. And so I think that that's why we so need to get together and clarify what it means to be a disciple maker. We need to clarify what it means to follow Jesus and then follow Jesus with other people, wrestling the scripture and understanding and sharing our life in Christ and pouring ourselves out into other people who are growing in Christ, so that we can, I mean, when Paul talks about being poured out, I always have this image of, you know, he's like a big watering can, and he's watering these other disciples so that they might grow in the Lord Jesus Christ too. You know, that's really what this is about, is giving us a biblical foundation. This study and this time together that we'll do is to give us a biblical foundation so that we know what we're called to do. There's no better thing to do than to clarify your calling in Christ, to know what it is that we've been called to do and why we've been called to do it. And then therefore, then we can actually have, through that, I think, the encouragement to do our calling, to confirm our calling, to make it sure, to make it complete. It makes me think of...
He's grabbed his Bible. He's opening it up.
He doesn't know where he's at.
It's the New Testament.
It's the New Testament.
Towards the end, maybe one of the epistles, or not quite as far as Revelation. But I will point out as he's looking, June will be launching into this series, 6 weeks, 6:15 to 7:30. You can find out more at our website, greatnewsradio.org. You can sign up online or call it in and Karen will get you all set up. Call us at 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. It's about 2.5 weeks away. And then 2 weeks from tomorrow, Ivan Parker. And so you can stop by the Great News Radio Center and purchase your wristbands. Instead of giving out tickets, we'll give out wristbands. So there'll be the general seating for $10 when you purchase it in advance, and then $25 for the special meet and greet and the reception with Ivan, and then custom reserved up close and personal seating, and that's $25. So $15 at the door, and hopefully there will be seating available for those of you. So that's all coming together in the next couple of weeks. A lot of different activities. We'll be launching another English conversation class on June 5th, and then the special Disciple Makers Journal series beginning on Tuesday, June 13th. It'll be Tuesday nights here at the Great News Radio Center. And then this weekend ahead of us, when we can be mindful of those that have served and celebrate Memorial Day on Monday. And I'm sure there's services in Danville and Indiana and other places, but the Sportsman's Club in Mahomet, right off of Lake of the Woods Road, and there's a campground kind of just north of the golf course in the Lake of the Woods, and you can't miss it. It's on the east side of the road, and at 9 a.m. there'll be a special service. So come on out and join in on that.
Yep.
All right, everyone. We've made it through another week together. And hopefully you can enjoy this weekend. We'll pray for good weather. It always seems like, you know, all these festivities and it's going to rain. But in Illinois here, I guess in Indiana too, that's pretty typical. I don't know what the weather forecast is, but seemingly even if it says it's sunny for the next few days, it seems like rain somehow surfaces. So have a great weekend, everyone. Remember those veterans and those that serve in our armed forces. Say a prayer for them, encourage them in a variety of ways, and hope to see you on Monday at the Sportsman Club in Mahomet. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffel with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
My eyes have seen